There's unequivocal proof today, if you need it. There is unequivocal proof the state government's lost the plot. They just don't get it. They don't understand. This is at a different level to the politics. They don't understand what you are going through and what this pandemic is doing to your life. Yesterday, the government decided to change the rules. Remember those rules that just couldn't possibly be changed for Mother's Day or Grand Final or anything? They decided to change the rules, change the directions, the official directions, from the chief health officer, so a small crowd of owners could attend the horse races, go to the Cox Plate. Now, the racetrack, of course, had special COVID-safe plans. They had restrictions, but there was to be a crowd at the races. The rules were changed. Now, they don't get it. I don't doubt that at Moonee Valley they'd have strict protocols in place. So would churches, but you can't go to church. So would funerals, but you can't have more than a few people at a funeral. So would most small business, but they're fined $10,000 if they open. So would pubs that can't open the grand final. This was absurd. It's one rule for the racing elite, and to hell with the rest of you. Gold rolled proof. The government just didn't understand. This is not just about political appearances. It's about fairness. If horse racing should get an exemption, what about you? What's your case? Put your case for an exemption now. 96900693131332. I'm not saying you'll get it, but it will make a point about how clueless this decision was. Why should the rules be bent for you, your family, or your business? Put your case, and I know a lot of people have got one, a good case. 96900693131332. Now, this decision to change the rules for horse racing only lasted about 5 or 6 hours. Changed late at night. A backflip, for heaven's sake. Martin Pakula, to his credit, put out a grovelling apology. Now, I'll speak with him soon. But this decision to allow the races to go ahead with the crowd was clearly ticked off by health officials. I would be amazed if it wasn't signed off by Daniel Andrews. After all, he's the control freak premier. Everything goes through his office. But regardless of that, the state government did not understand what you are going through. They didn't understand what's happening out there, the problems, the frustrations. I mean, they approved police chasing down old ladies in parks for not wearing a mask. They stopped people visiting seriously ill relatives in hospital. They fined shops for opening. And then at the highest levels, they think it's okay to give an exemption to horse racing. Who said we're all in this together? Nonsense.